Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Happy New Year. A time to reflect on the past and think about what lies ahead. A couple of pieces of news that you may not have heard at the end of 2014. A Republican-dominated House Oversight Committee issued a report that found no evidence linking the White House to the IRS scandal. That's the scandal where the IRS targeted some conservative political groups that had applied for tax-exempt status. The congressional investigation took over 18 months. Even though they found no evidence, they'll likely start a new investigation next year. Also, Republicans in the House of Representatives Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence issued a report debunking most of the Republican allegations over the White House handling of Benghazi. In 2012, the embassy was attacked by over 100 heavily armed gunmen. 4 people were murdered, 10 were wounded, and all were evacuated. The day after the attack, President hopeful Mitt Romney attempted to capitalize on the tragedy and blame the White House. A series of Republican allegations followed. Over 2 years later, the Republican-dominated Select Committee report found no evidence that the White House delayed a response or denied air support or personnel support in the response and the rescue. In fact, they commended the people who responded rapidly. They found no evidence of an intelligence failure before the attack. They did find that the CIA prepared flawed talking points that contributed to incorrect statements following the event. This was not the desired result either, so some Republican House members are planning another Benghazi investigation, the 8th one so far. That's something to look forward to in 2015. I checked out some published predictions for the coming year. Forbes magazine last year accurately predicted steady economic growth, lowering unemployment, and a solid stock market. But their editorial board admits they missed the collapse of the oil market and the suddenly improving relations with Cuba. For 2015, they predict continued steady growth in the U.S. economy and merger madness in telecom. Fortune magazine predicts China's economy will experience a giant slowdown. They predict that the Apple Watch will eventually hit the market. They also predict that wireless chargers will replace cords and battery packs for all of those electronic devices. They believe the stock market will end even better than it did this year. And, bad news for some of you, they predict the price of a latte will go up 25% to 30%. Time magazine predicts that more states will legalize marijuana. That will influence the job landscape. They predict the pot industry will produce jobs, but there'll also be a need for more drug counselors, high school drug educators, car insurance adjusters, human resources people, and of course lawyers, all to deal with the negative impacts of the drug. So, I hope that you have a happy, healthy, and prosperous new year. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.